Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 13th at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 90 Limousine and Limflex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, and 15 spring yearlings. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 13th at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years, and I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our Town and Country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's Town and Country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack closed out the annual Commodity Classic with his virtual keynote address last week. He says the USDA is committed to make sure the ag industry gets its share of the COVID relief funds.
No, a lot of questions have been asked about whether or not the department is focused on completing the payments under the CFAP program, under CFAP 2, and under CFAP AA. And I wanted to give you an update on that. When I came into office, it was pretty clear that there were a significant number of folks who had been impacted negatively by COVID along the entire supply chain of our food and agriculture industry. An industry, by the way, that is incredibly important to the country from an economic standpoint, and we learned this during the COVID. The reality is that this is an industry that employs nearly more than 20% of the entire American workforce, and it's an industry that impacts and affects nearly a quarter of our entire economy. So when COVID hit, obviously there were a substantial number of folks in the industry, in the food and ag industry, that have been negatively impacted. With previous COVID packages, some, but not all, of those in that supply chain have been helped and assisted to get through this crisis. So first and foremost, we wanted to do an evaluation at USDA to determine precisely what the need is out there, how many folks and how many groups and how many organizations and entities within the supply chain need help and assistance, who has received assistance, who has received some assistance but not enough, and who hasn't received any assistance at all. We're in the process of sort of completing that analysis here, and I expect and anticipate within the next several weeks we're going to be in a position to let folks know, at least preliminarily, what our thoughts are as we go forward with these COVID relief packages.
Regarding COVID relief funds for agriculture and cattle producers specifically, Vilsack said they're continuing to look at all the needs, but added it will be difficult to meet everyone's need. He said the focus for the next 4 years is going to be on markets.
So the focus for us over the course of the next several months and for the next 4 years is going to be on markets, more markets, better markets, newer markets, and fairer markets. And let me briefly touch on all four of those areas. In the area of more markets, I begin with trade, because 20 to 30% of what is grown and raised in this country ultimately is exported outside of the country. And I learned a lot of lessons in the last 4 years working for the dairy industry at the Export Council. That we need to continue to focus on providing greater presence for U.S. Products in markets. Presence means more people on the ground in those markets, more partnerships with institutions and universities to have a better understanding of what each market requires, and more promotions to make sure that the U.S. brand is well-known and well-accepted and well-received in markets.
The USDA chief said he wants to work closely with the EPA and other federal agencies to make sure that the ag perspective is clearly understood. You've got farm news on Ron.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Kristen, an Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with a safe, wholesome, nutritious, but most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy foods come from at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.